Hello, everyone. I am so glad to be back recording another episode of this podcast. I just finished a really good conversation with a great friend of mine named Khalil, who I've worked with over the past, first worked with a couple of years ago. He's doing really, really well. He's working in the trades. He's a third year apprentice with the plumbing union here in Maryland, and he's just doing very, very well. We had a great conversation. He spent 7 years in prison, came home, never worked a job before, joined a workforce development training program, was able to get a job after that, was successful on that job, but then later found out he wanted to join the union. There was more stability, greater pay structure, benefits. And so that's what he did. And he's in his third year of a 5-year program. And it's just amazing to me. It's like, there's nothing that we can't do. You know what I mean? When we put our minds to it. And that's so true. There's nothing that we can't do. He's a testament to that. And I'm so proud of him. Anytime I call on him for any speaking engagements, sharing his story, just being there, he just picks up. If he's available, he's like, I got you, whatever. And I love that. So it was a great call, and it's just great inspiration. And as I'm building Fresh Start Project, which many of you know is a nonprofit organization that I founded a little over a year ago, that provides job placement services and support, that helps individuals, we call them discouraged workers, but individuals who are looking for new opportunities but have so many barriers. We help to lower their barriers. You know, we focus on the individual. Before we even get to the job stuff, we know that it's key to like deal with us, deal with the individual and whatever it is that he or she may be going through, whatever has held him or her back from not reaching the goals that they've set for themselves, or some have never set goals. So what I'm realizing is the focus can't just be on job training, because the feedback that I get from employers is that, you know, bring me somebody with a good attitude, with a good work ethic, that understands what it takes to be on time every day and that can work well with others. I will train the rest. I will teach the rest, you know, and that's been like the common theme with a lot of employers that I meet with and talk to and share my ideas with. It's like, we can do the training. We can teach somebody how to lay brick. We can teach somebody the techniques of painting. We can teach somebody how to bend conduit, or, you know, whatever. I don't know if I even say that right, but we could teach all of that. We want somebody with a good attitude. We want somebody that's going to show up to work every day, that's going to be reliable. We want somebody that's going to be proactive, you know? And so Fresh Start is something that I'm passionate about. It's a program that I want to, I want it to, you know, mean something to the people that matter and the people that count. And I want to be able to support local businesses who are looking for talented, you know, again, reliable, hardworking folks. So I'm always talking to people. I'm always asking for stories and advice and where they think that the organization should go and what the next step should be and what the focus should be. But I've been asking myself a lot lately. So I'm just starting. I've done some trainings, some small group trainings that have really been amazing. I have been in contact with some employers that want to partner and create some specific trainings for some jobs that they're looking to hire. So great things are happening, and I'm excited about the future. And it's going to be a lot of mistakes. There already have been mistakes, but I'm learning from them. They're lessons, and I'll take them and move on and try not to make them, you know, the same mistakes, but mistakes are going to happen and I'm open to mistakes, you know? So I am just truly, truly, truly excited for the next chapter. I am looking for partnerships in the Maryland and DC area. So if you work in workforce development, if you are a business owner, if you are an employer, if you have ties to any employment opportunities, if you are interested in volunteering, you know, sharing your expertise with myself and the participants of Fresh Start Project, I would love to hear from you. We need your support. We want your support. We want to hear your ideas, and we encourage partnership. So, with that being said, this is gonna be a short. I knew this would be a short little recording, but I definitely wanted to get my thoughts out there and to welcome anyone in the DMV area to hit a sister up. We got some things to do, got some trainings coming up, we got some opportunities. I'm looking for I'm gonna be doing a conflict management course for some apprentices of a training program in DC, and I specifically want to focus on racial discrimination. And so if there is anyone out there that could assist in the presentation, really take lead of the presentation, I would be extremely grateful. So hit me up. You can reach me on my website, freshstartprojectdc.org. Or you can email me directly, Tia@freshstartprojectdc.org. Okay, you guys have a wonderful day. Bye.